Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we take a look at what you can watch on both the big and little screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon joins us to tell us what she has found for us this week, and she is determined to terrify us at the cinema. Susie, what are you trying to do to me?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, you know what? I knew that you wouldn't like this one, but I do have a theory that you have seen some of the movies I'm going to mention later on in this piece on The First Omen. So The First Omen is a new movie. It is out now at the cinemas. And, you know, obviously people are going to remember that scary movie from the 70s called The Omen. Well, this is the 2024 movie, which is a prequel to that. And obviously, therefore, this movie is called The First Omen. This one is set in 1971. Margaret is an American woman, and she's sent to work at a church in Rome, and she's there to take her vows as a nun. So while befriending Kalita, a woman who is often mistreated by the others running the church, Margaret uncovers a sinister conspiracy to bring about the birth of the Antichrist at a church of all places. While trying to find the truth and not sure who to trust, Margaret investigates, intent on finding the reason for her hallucinations and discovering the identity of a baby in a mysterious photo.
All right, let's have a listen to a snippet from the trailer. Get ready, it's terrifying. I don't know if it's more terrifying because it is set in the 70s. There's something about that. Here we go. Here's a snippet.
This church has maintained power for thousands of years. Stop at nothing to keep it that way. How do you control people who no longer believe? You create something to fear.
That's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
What's not real?
Who said that?
Okay, so I might not love a jump scare, but there are a few people that do, because they've not just made this movie and the original. There have been a few in between, in fact.
Yeah, this is the sixth movie in the Omen franchise. To be honest, I didn't even realize that there was an Omen franchise or even that many. The first one was filmed and set in 1976, and that one sees our introduction to Damien, a name that has followed this movie for decades. Damien is born of Satan and so leaves a path of destruction in his wake all the way into adulthood. In 2006, a remake hit the screens and was a surprising box office hit. That one had Julia Stiles and Liev Schreiber as the leads. And as this new film is set before the first Omen film, Damien doesn't come into this film. Or does he? No spoilers, I swear.
No spoilers. Thank you very much. So there's this whole sort of subgenre of horror that the Omen franchise falls into.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a weird one. It's called religious horror. And even if you're not a fan of the genre, I bet that you've seen at least one of the many films that falls into this very strange subgenre. Kat, that goes for you too. I'm sure you've seen one of these movies. There's more recent ones like Midsommar and The Witch, to the classics from the 70s, The Exorcist, The Wicker Man and Carrie, and of course the original Omen film. So you're going to be able to find a religious horror to keep you up late at night wondering what was that noise.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely seen The Exorcist. It's been a while, but yeah, I remember that one. It was kind of, you just sort of had to, and maybe this one's going to be like that. That's out at the cinema now, and it's called The First Omen, a prequel to the Omen movie that was released in the 70s. Now, let's take a little look at something that is going to be on our small screen, and this definitely has some faces that I can recognize. They're very familiar, from The Big Bang Theory, in fact.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a comedy series and it hit our small screens this week on Sky Show. It's one to catch for some light murder-based hilarity. It stars Kaylee Cuoco and Chris Messina. They're married and pregnant couple. They're struggling with everyday life, but take the opportunity to financially benefit from a murder right on their doorstep. Two episodes have been released and can be watched right now on Sky Show, and two episodes will be released every week until all eight are out.
All right, let's have a quick listen to a snippet from this trailer.
Can't pay any of our bills. You just lost your job. We have a baby on the way, so tell me, how are we going to get by?
She is the victim of the West Side Ripper.
It's him. I know my killers. What if we make a podcast about this together?
No one ever went broke betting on America's obsession with murder.
It makes me think of Only Murders in the Building, starring Selena Gomez. It's like we're making a podcast about murder and then we suddenly find ourselves in the midst of the plot. But hey, it is kind of, it's a plot line that sort of has worked in a way, has been shown to work. This one has other famous faces and there is enough to distinguish it, I believe. But I don't know which of these two movies or these two shows that you brought us this week that are very gruesome but very different styles are going to be, well, the most gruesome, in fact.
Yeah, you'll have to check them both out to see which one scares you the most, Kat.
All right, so Based on a True Story is out now on Sky Show on our small screen and The First Omen on the big screen at the cinemas this week. If you would like to get a free pass for Sky Show, you can find that through our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Susie, thanks for taking us through what we can watch this week.
You're welcome, Kat. Don't be scared.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.